We're certainly in our second, maybe our third year of an extended drought. We are in the grips of it, and it's tightening its noose very tough. Of the 46,000 acres in the irrigation district, at Lugard Altus Irrigation District, there might be about 500 that could possibly be harvested. So this is a second year in a row that we've absolutely swung and missed. The local economies are beginning to feel the effects of that. The producers in the area beginning to wonder, when are we going to get enough inflow? When are we going to get those significant rains again? But yes, cotton harvest should be starting to kick off. It will be minimal in southwest Oklahoma in the irrigated areas. There is a little bit of pivot irrigation in Tillman County and Harmon County that will still provide some cotton. But again, Oklahoma is going to look at a very marginal cotton crop in comparison to what we were doing 3 years ago.
And as you mentioned, you're involved with the reservoir there, and it's just has remained extremely low.
Certainly. Well, we're at about 18% capacity. We've been that way now for about 2 years. This was the first year, folks, since 1946 when that irrigation district was established, that we have released zero water, no water for irrigation purposes. We did have a little run for municipal water, but this is the first time in, since 46 that we've had no water for irrigation. And that's a real, real change for people in that community who have gotten used to that occurring year after year after year.
At this point, you've got to have some significant rains to have a shot for next year.
You bet. It's time for the Texas Panhandle. Actually, along that I-40 corridor going towards Amarillo is where our watershed is at. So we really need those Texans to get a good rain, create some runoff, and come to us. We're ready and willing.